So today we went to Jamuna, we took Sankalpa there, and then also had the darshan of all the ghats in Mathura, and also we heard the glories of these places, listening to the glories of these places down this place where we are here present. This is a family place of one person who is very dear to a Gurudeva, and a place who is a main servant in our temple in Mathura. He's the mother of our temple in Mathura. So Sripad Ramananda Prabhuji, so this is his house. And I don't know the name of his sister-in-law, but everybody call her Babi. Like only Babi, like sister-in-law. So nice we came here. And I remember some, like, 30 or 35 years ago. I don't know if many of you were not even born at that time. So actually all the streets in Mathura that you can see, and there's no street in Mathura, there's no house in Mathura where I have not at least one time knocked on the door. Here from
until
Gauhat and also until Swami Ghat also. All these places in Mathura, there is no street in Mathura in which I have not been there. I would leave the temple 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. I was going on cycle, house to house. Maybe the person would give money to us or not, but I would go. People sometimes would give per month 50 cents per month. Maybe you don't believe, but until now I have a copy and people would sign. I have like the receipts, you know, of 50 cents people would give. They would sign for giving 50 cents. First they would say, oh, do you have nothing to do? You're like, and it would swear me. Not 50 rupees they would give. 50 cents they would give for per month. And just for doing that, also every month, 1 month before, so one, if I would come before 1 month, then the Vrajavasi would swear me, very sweet swears, swearing words. If you don't learn how to swear like the Vrajavasi is, like calling names, you're not actually Vrajavasi. So the sweetest thing about the Vrajavasi is their calling names, like their swearing words, insultive words. Gurudeva told, if you stay in the temple, you have to tolerate the chastisement of the Vaishnavas, the watery dal of Krishna Kripa, and also the insults or the swears that the swearing words that Vaishnavas give you. So at that time he was not going too much to the temple. Sometimes he would go to the temple, sometimes not that time. But I used to come here and I used to sit here with him. He would give 2 rupees per month. I would come to this street many years ago. This old story. Sometimes he would say, stay in the temple. Then I told him, don't stay in the temple. You live outside the temple and serve from outside. So, you see, this was my mantra I told him. And you see, until nowadays, he never got married. His whole day serving the temple, whole day. But he's coming here to the night to sleep. But the Vrajavasi no need to live in the temple because their house is a temple. Why the Vrajavasi will stay in the temple? The Vrajavasi can stay in their own house and serve the temple. I saw so many Vrajavasis. They tried to stay in the temple. After 2-4 days, they left. So they serve so much nishtha, so much steadiness. Their life is ideal. You see, Ramananda Prabhu has so much nishtha, serving so much steadiness and loyalty. Our temple in Mathura. One by one, everybody left. But you see, Ramananda Prabhu, until now, he's continuing there, doing the service. The service that Gurudeva gave him, until now, he's performing that service. His life is so ideal. Actually, life is meant for service. What is a Vaishnava? The meaning of Vaishnava means seva. Service is the dharma, nature, or religion, or the Vaishnavas. The best virtue or nature is to serve. If you have so much knowledge and many things, you'll be ahankar with ego. And then you have name, fame, reputation, and then you start to dishonor and do parada, offense to the Vaishnavas. That's why the most important is to serve Bhagavan and to serve Guru. Guru Nishtha, Guru Seva. This is the backbone of our spiritual life. So we see this idea in this in life of Ramananda Prabhu. You see his family. They have so much honor and respect for Guru and Vaishnavas. I used to go everywhere in Mathura. There is no place in Mathura where I have not been. So especially in this heart, I used to come here and sit down. Sometimes we even would discuss Shastra with him. Yeah, now it's 9:30. Everybody has to take prasada. Very nice. Today also is my first day of my Bhagavad Sapta. We have to do Nagar Sankirtan. Everybody. 4 p.m. From temple we can go there to Sadar. So today we'll perform Kailas Jatra. Will you go? Why not? Go later to Vrindavan. Not now. All the jivas already are from their real residence is Vrindavana. So you have to go later. Only 30 minutes, then you go. So I don't want to take much time. You give prasadam.